السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين صدق الله العظيم علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Over the past two Mondays we have been discussing some verses of the Quran Sharif, some ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, some incidents in the lives of the sahaba kiram or the awliya of the ummat, the mashayikh, that they were very, very pious, they were very righteous, they were God-fearing. They were people who were obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were not from amongst those who were disobedient or they were rebellious. They were obedient and pious and righteous people. But yet, they were tested, they were tried. And such kind of tests and trials came upon them that we cannot even imagine how they were able to bear and tolerate such kind of difficulties and hardships. So what I was discussing is that at present, unfortunately, little trials, trivial problems, things which are insignificant, they can be resolved within seconds. But we take it to heart and thereafter we brood over it, we moan and we groan, we complain, and sometimes people even lose their iman, complaining of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself. Recently, there has been a flood of such kind of complaints. People seem to be losing hope, losing their faith, losing their trust in Allah Ta'ala. They make some salat, they make a little bit of zikr, tilawat, make some dua, and then say that our duas are not accepted. Allah Ta'ala is not listening. We are, and some even use the words, na'uzubillah, we are sick and tired, we are fed up of making dua. So over the past 2-3 weeks what we have been discussing gave a consolation, hope and some kind of, we will say, rejuvenation in the iman, where they were feeling very low and depressed, they started getting some kind of happiness. So we continue with some incidents or whatever Allah Ta'ala will put in the mind. That if we have to look at Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, they went through everything that we can think of. Any kind of difficulty and hardship and problem that a person would face, could face in his lifetime, they went through such kind of difficulties. If it is starvation and the incidents upon incidents you will find in the books of Hadith Sharif, if we have to discuss that, just the starvation, hunger of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, of many in the Tabi'in and many after that, then you can get volumes written on that. If you have to take poverty, because that is another kind of suffering that people complain about, poverty. So if you have to look at poverty, there too again you will find incidents upon incidents of poverty in many of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat. If you have to talk about pain and suffering in the body, then again so many incidents you will find in the lives of the companions of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat. Pain and suffering, sicknesses, diseases. Hazrat Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, since for 30 years he had a kind of a wound or a sore which paralyzed him. For 30 years, he was in bed. Half of his body was in good condition and the other half was paralyzed. But he was always smiling, and the people used to ask him, 30 years with such kind of sickness and the smile doesn't seem to go out of your face. He says, I made sabr over this sickness that came. In other words, whatever means had to be adopted, we adopted. But if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decided that there will be no cure and no shifa, Allah ta'ala wants to test him. So he says, I adopted sabr and patience. I accepted the will and the decision of Allah ta'ala. I made tafweez over it. Resigned my will to the will of Allah ta'ala. And he says, because of that, Allah ta'ala opened up the doors of ghaib for me. The unseen realities, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened it for me. Meaning, he says, I see angels coming and going, visiting me in this state of mind. Now that person who is seeing angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is he going to complain about the wound and the pain and that person that's coming out of the sore? So many incidents you will find like this. Sahabas were injured in battles. If you have to read the battles, Battle of Uhud and many other, Battle of Badr and the Trench and so many other places. Many a times it happened that a Sahabi was injured, badly injured. Life and death threatening situation. But look at the patience that they exercised. Again, there are so many incidents that are coming to mind, but I don't want to go into that direction tonight. But there are so many incidents that one Sahabi in the Battle of Uhud, then finally he drags himself and comes close to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and there his life goes at the feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So some poet said that beautifully, Nikal jaye dam tere qadmo ke niche, yehi dil ki hasrat, yehi arzu hai. Nikal jaye dam tere qadmo ke niche, yehi dil ki hasrat, yehi arzu hai. As if he is saying that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this life of mine, it expired at your feet. That was my dil, my arzu and my hasrat, that was my desire. So they went through many, many different kinds of suffering in the battlefield and other places, and like that to some other kinds of sicknesses and diseases. But they were extremely patient. Medication and whatever has to be taken, they used to take it with the niyat of sunnat, that it is a sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so they used to take it. But in the heart there was nothing but the tafweez, complete resignation of the will to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What a beautiful incident just came to mind. Now look at the women folk. So many incidents in the lives of the women folk also. The husbands passed away in the battles. So many children became orphans. Women became widows. And what kind of trials and tests they also had to undergo. But look at the kind of changes that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings had brought into their lives. What kind of contentment, what kind of ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a connection with Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And how much of conviction and belief in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. If he gave some virtue, then there was a conviction that this virtue we will get if we have to adopt patience. If he gave some virtues of patience, or any virtue that he gave. It is reported in the books of hadith that one woman, her husband was lying down on the bed, just about sleeping time, and then he asked for water. He said, get me some water. I'm giving you the gist of that hadith sharif. So the wife went. Those days it was not so easy to just bring water from the tap. So she went to bring some drinking water. Now by the time she brought the water, he had fallen off to sleep. So this wife, so loyal, so faithful, that she stood with the water the whole night until he got up. Now when he saw her, he said, you're still standing with the water? He said, yes, you asked for water and you are my husband. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what he has said with regards to wives, that how they should be obedient to husbands. Now of course it was not essential for her or necessary for her to stand with the water whole night. That was their love for those husbands. And why should they not have such kind of love for those husbands? Because those husbands also went out of their way to fulfill the rights of those wives. They too were pleasing to the wives. When those wives saw the husbands, they too used to get pleased and happy. There was such unity. There was no such thing as friction and division and fights and quarrels and arguments as we get today. The husband too obeyed Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He followed the Quranic verses and teachings, and the wives also did the same thing. And the wife never complained that I'm being treated like a doormat, that you're asking me for water this part of the night. They treated it as a khidmat, and they looked at the sawab and the rewards that Allah Ta'ala has promised. As one great alim mentioned, and as Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahab Damat Barakatuh, about the air hostesses. He says it like that, if you have to tell the women folk that you must serve one husband, so then they will say that this is a violation of rights and we are not treated equal, and what is this, we must serve our husbands. But that same woman, when she serves 400 passengers, then she doesn't complain. Then it's an honor. They say, why? She says, oh, air hostess. And there she will take all the abuse of those 400 passengers, but she's not prepared to take a little bit of the husband's temper or anger. That doesn't justify that anger and temper. If it is unjustified, then Allah Ta'ala will question that husband. But what I'm saying is that they're not prepared to take anything at home, but they will go and take all the bosses and managers' shouts and screams and abuse. There they won't complain. Why? Because end of the month they get a wage packet. So these women folk used to go out of their way for the husbands, and the husbands used to go out of their way to ensure that the wives are being treated kindly. They are being treated as wives, as queens of the house. There will always be some little argument, a little bit of difference of opinion. And the most difficult person to convince that you are a great Buzrug and Wali and Junaid Baghdadi will be the wives. So you have to treat them according to Sharia. So nevertheless, this woman stayed awake. So the husband looked at her and said, you're still awake this part of the night with the water? Said, yes, you asked for water. How could I just leave you like that and go away? So as I said, that was not essential. It was not necessary. She could have kept the water one side and gone off to sleep too. But it was out of love, out of muhabbat. It was not an imposition upon her. It was not forced. So he got so happy, he said, well, now ask what you want to ask. I will give you whatever you ask now, I will give you. Whatever is within my means, you ask now. Gold, silver, jewelry, what you want. Any woman would have given a big long list that this is the right time now. When else can we catch him? So she said, well, if you truly and really mean that you're going to give me what I ask for, what I request for, so then I request or I ask that you give me talaq. Now she's saying that I want talaq. Now here's a husband and wife living happily. The husband is not abusive. He hasn't done anything that is wrong. And in happiness he's asking her to make a request. And she's saying, I want talaq. So he tried to explain to her that, look, we have no problems, we have no differences of opinion, we don't have any argument, no quarrels, nothing. What are you asking for talaq? Ask anything else. Why talaq? She says, you said, whatever I ask, you will give me, so give me talaq. He said, no, I cannot give you talaq. Let's go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That I can't give, because I haven't done anything wrong. So she agreed. She said, all right, let's go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now they started going to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On the way, the husband tripped and fell. He tripped and he fell. And he had a fracture in his leg. So she took the sheet and tied it up and said, right, let's go home now. Now I don't want talaq. So now that was even more baffling. He said, no, now let's go to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and explained to him, said, no, I don't want talaq now, let's go back home now. She said, but explain to me, what is all this? 1 minute you want a talaq, when I fell down and I got injury and pain and fractured my leg, now you say you don't want talaq. She said, let's go home, then I will explain to you. When they went back home, then she said, I had heard Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that that person who gets no test in his life, no kind of test and trial, nothing, no pain, no injury, no problem, no hardship, no difficulty, nothing comes upon him in his life. So there is a doubt in his iman. There is a doubt in his iman. He was a person of strong iman. Some kind of test would have come in his life. Now this is creating a doubt in his iman that nothing, no test came at all. So I lived with you 15 years and in the 15 years I found that you suffered no pain, no injury, no financial problem, no difficulty or hardship of any kind, no tribulation and trial of any kind, no disaster and calamity in your life. 15 years went by, so I got a little bit of doubt. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that person who does not go through any test and trial, then there is a doubt in his iman. So I began to doubt your iman. That's why I wanted talaq. But when you fell down and got a fracture, an injury, now I knew I will have to nurse you and care for your wound. And you went through a test, because you are a pious person, but still you went through a test. So now that gave me confidence that no, your iman is solid. Now look at their yaqeen and faith in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind of thoughts? We can't even imagine a woman of our time even thinking in that line and direction. Leave woman, no man also will think like that. We will say that, no, wonderful, if no test and trial came, wonderful. And we must always ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for good health, for prosperity, for happiness, for contentment, satisfaction. We must not ask for pain and injury and problems and difficulties and hardships. But because the Quran Sharif says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ, we will definitely, most certainly test you with some fear. When there's a war going on, there's battle, or so many other times the person has got some kind of fear. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. You have heard the translation and meaning and tafsir of this ayat many times. Allah Ta'ala says He will definitely test you with a little bit of fear, shayim, bishayim min al-khawf, a little bit, not too much too. Well, you hunger, some loss in your wealth, some loss in your health, some loss in the property, some loss in the children, I'm just giving the general application. Some loss somewhere, some suffering somewhere, Allah Ta'ala says, He will definitely test you, He will bring it upon you. And then give glad tidings to those when some kind of difficulty, hardship, problem, suffering reaches them. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, those who exercise patience, persevere, then give them glad tidings. That when some suffering, hardship, it comes to them, any kind of loss comes, then say, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Allah Ta'ala and to Him is our return. So whatever we had, it came from Allah Ta'ala. And if it's gone, then you must make sabr over it. You must not be so attached to it that our life and soul comes out over that little loss. So now look at this woman, what kind of idea. So whether it's poverty, hunger, whether it is sickness, injury, pain, then if you have to look at arrests and beatings and torture, unlimited, so many incidents you will find. Who doesn't know that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala knows beatings and hardships and suffering? In the hot sands of Makkah Sharif, he's being put on the ground. Stones are placed on his bare chest. He's being whipped. But he says, Ahad, Ahad, Allah Ta'ala is one. So there were no human rights organizations that time to scream and shout, nothing. And look at the arrests, they used to tie them to the trees and whip them and nail them. And some of them, they used to even take the necks off or fire the arrows at them. So many different kinds of suffering. And the 3 years boycott and ostracism of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, which we have discussed. So whichever way you look at it, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions have gone through so much that there is a kind of consolation for those people who go through some difficulties. So this poetry fits in very beautifully with what we are discussing. So don't worry once again about the voice. It's not the voice of a nightingale. Could be that of a crow, but listen to the words. At the age of 60, what do you want to listen to? Nightingale's voice.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, gham mein bas un ko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye.
For tonight we'll just give you a little bit of explanation of this part, and inshallah if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and another opportunity, then we will continue, but not next week, it will be the week after that inshallah. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. He says, oh Allah, I need some kind of support. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. To live my life in this world, I need support. Without support, I cannot live my life in this world. We all look for some kind of support. The children look for support of their parents. The poor look for the support of the rich. The citizens look for the support of the government. Like that it carries on. Everybody is looking for some kind of support. Wives are looking for support of the husband. Husbands for support of their wives. So everybody is looking for some kind of support. So he said, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. I also want some kind of support to live my life in this world. But what do I want, O Allah? Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. What I want is that your love, and it must be my heart. And I know that that is support for my life. If I have your love in my heart, then that is the best support that I can think of to live my life in this world. Because if your love is in my heart, then I will be obedient to you. We must go to logical conclusions. That he's saying that I want your love to be in my heart as a support in this life of mine. Because I'm going to go through difficulties, hardships, problems, tests, trials. So if I've got your love in my heart, the ghamya means love, if I've got that pain in my heart of your love, then I will be obedient to you. Because what kind of love is that if that person is not obedient? And the love of Allah Ta'ala is that steam that will move this engine. So if I've got that, then automatically you will be mine. If I've got your love, you are going to love me. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala loves a person, and he becomes his, so then, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Then Allah Ta'ala will make the heaven and the earth, everything work in his favor. Allah Ta'ala will find a way out, because now he will be muttaqi, he will be pious, he will be righteous. Now for him, Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for him in his problems, because he's got taqwa now, due to that love. And we can go on explaining this thing, but I'm not going into detail. So he says, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Oh Allah, I want the ocean, I want the shores of the ocean of your love. The ocean of your love, I want the shores of that ocean. These oceans, they will perish one day. They will be destroyed one day. Qiyamah will come upon them. I want the shores of your love, of the ocean of your love. There will be no Qiyamah on that. The waves of muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they don't end. Once the person has got that love in his heart, we don't know what is the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We want to learn it by words only. Or we just want to listen to words and try to understand. How can you explain it? The waves of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat.
Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere bahare gham ka kinara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai, siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, bajuz aah ke kuch hamara nahi hai. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. The waves of the ocean, they go on and on and on and on. Now the person who's got this taluk and connection with Allah Ta'ala, he'll be in his business, he'll be at home, he'll be anywhere and everywhere, but those waves of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat will give him sukoon, will give him peace, will give him contentment, satisfaction. What they bring for the person. So he says, I want the shores of your ocean of love. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. It must be my head and it must be your door, your home. That means in the masjid, put our foreheads on the ground and get closest to Allah Ta'ala, at home or anywhere. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. So there will be tests, there will be trials, there will be a little bit of difficulty, hardship, problem, pain, suffering. But what must we do in that gham and in that pain and in that suffering? Must we just go on complaining? Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Keep asking Allah.
turn towards Allah, beg of Him, treasures lie with Him, unlimited treasures. And He is watching. It's not that He is unaware of what you are going through. Allah Ta'ala wants to see that, is He my servant or is the servant of His nafs? As I say that these days the person is suffering from severe illness, pains and disease. But yet if he's on the hospital bed, what he wants in front of him is that same television screen showing him all the same nudity and the dancing and the singing and the music and the adultery and the drinking and the gambling and everything that comes on the screen. He still wants all that and yet he's in severe pain. And what does he say? That I want to see that to kill and drown my pain. Now you think he's going to drown his pain? Whereas that was the time that the person was at his weakest, so he should have turned towards Allah Ta'ala. That was the time to increase his tilawat, zikr, whatever he, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't have to move his lips to. So he says, "Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye." When you are in gham, when you are in difficulties, when you are in grief, when you are in sorrow, when you are in pain, to gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. What support do you want, he said? If Allah Ta'ala is by your side, if Allah Ta'ala is your companion, if Allah Ta'ala is with you, unke hote kya sahara chahiye? A person has got a connection with the president of the country, then he brags about that throughout the world, and day and night. I got contact with the president. I've got contact with the deputy president. I've got contact with so and so, the king, the emperor, and the governor. But when the time comes for them to help you, they can't help you. They can't be at your side. And they don't even hear your pleas and your beggings and your cries and your pain. He is in his house, he is in his bed, and you crying in pain here on your bed. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching every move of yours. He's seeing your pain. He's seeing the tears that are rolling down. He's seeing the suffering. And he is there to help and to assist. And he says also that just for a little while, it's just a little while this test, and see after that what I give you. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us that kind of taluk with him. Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai, kon kehta hai kinara chahiye. Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. When do you get the real enjoyment of seeking from Allah Ta'ala, of begging? He says, when you are in the midst of the ocean and your ship is being lashed by storms and it is rocking backwards and forwards and it is in danger of sinking, that time when the dua the person will make, it will be from the depths of his heart. Even the atheist at that time will say, "Oh Lord, oh God." He too will call out for some God and Lord at that time. And as for the believers, then in that pain, in that suffering, in the difficulty, from the depths of the heart, they'll say, "Oh Allah, I am sick, I am weak, I am suffering, I've got pain, I've got poverty, hardship, starvation, difficulties. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can remove it. I am turning towards you. I'm extremely weak servant of yours. I cannot take any kind of pain or any kind of suffering. Don't test me in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat." And just see, after that, immediately you will find a kind of sukoon coming into the heart. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. It's 35 minutes or 40 minutes since we started. But we will stop here. Dazzate faryad tufano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? Who says that we want the shore of the ocean? He says, I'm getting enjoyment in this difficulty, in this pain, and in the suffering of mine. I'm getting enjoyment, Ya Allah, of turning towards you. It has become the means of my turning towards you. But again, I repeat that this is the kalam of an arif billah. We are not of that caliber. We are not of that level. We must not say that we enjoy in difficulties calling you. so send difficulties upon us. We must say we cannot take difficulties and see how Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of His mercy, of His rahmat and of His forgiveness. But then change our condition of our life condition, styles must change. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, compassionate, kind, tolerant, loving, caring, beautiful Allah. We know that whatever your decision you make with regards to us, it is the best of all decisions. Whichever route you take us through, whichever road you take us on, it is the best of all roads. Whatever direction you choose for us, it is the best of all directions. Ya Allah, but we are extremely weak servants of yours. We cannot take any kind of pain, suffering, hardship, difficulty, disaster, calamity. We are extremely weak. Ya Allah, our iman is so weak that it can be sold for just few miserable coins if starvation and hunger has to come. Ya Allah, people have sold their iman for a few hampers or for some pretty face. So my Allah, don't test us. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with your ni'mat, bless us with your rahmat, bless us with your forgiveness. Ya Allah, bless us with your mercy, with your kindness, with your generosity. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, at homes, in clinics, wherever they may be, or amongst us, Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments, diseases and sicknesses. Ya Allah, we are suffering so many different kinds of spiritual ailments. Cure us of all spiritual ailments. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Purify our hearts. Bless us with the hearts that you give to your walis, to your friends. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل Change the condition of our hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, it's not difficult for you. Make a decision of change for us. How long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like hypocrites? How long are we going to be rebellious? How long are we going to be disobedient to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Death is sure to come. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Don't let us leave this world in a state that you are displeased with us. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, bless everyone with contentment, with satisfaction, with prosperity, with happiness. Those who are suffering poverty, give them halal wealth. Those who are weak, give them strength. Bless us with the best of dunya, best of akhirah. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem to all the kith and kin and family members. Oh my beloved Allah, one day we too have to leave this world. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, or any kind of haram action. Death comes suddenly, no warning signs are given. How can we be in haram places? Give us the realization, my beloved Allah, that death is lurking behind us and following us. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. take us to Madina Tayyiba. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Oh my beloved Allah, all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for the ummah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our wives, our children, our parents and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Remove the difficulty, the hardships, the problems, the trials, the tests that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is experiencing. Remove the hardships of entire mankind. Bless with hidayat each and every person on the surface of the earth. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Watub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.